as bioeconomy expands, innovative products and processes created from biomass are important components, Susan Carter explains.
There are more than 3,000 bio-based companies across the country. Passage of the new Farm Bill has made way for expanding the potential for economic growth in rural America for the emerging bio-based industry.
When you create a new industry, you want people to try new things. And these folks, I mean, on the site visits I went to, they were using different processes that were proprietary to them and their organizations.
Rural Development Administrator Lillian Salerno recently toured bio-based projects in the Midwest. In Toronto, South Dakota, she visited Duell Area Development, Inc. In partnership with the Dubrook Area School, DADI created a commercial kitchen incubator where local producers and chefs can process and prepare food. The company received a $99,900 USDA Rural Business Enterprise grant to provide technical assistance to small businesses in Duell County. Laurel Biocomposite LLC in Laurel, Nebraska, received a $5 million USDA loan grant to purchase manufacturing equipment and provide working capital. The investment helped create 9 jobs and retain 3. Laurel Biocomposite is the first company in the country to produce new products for use in the plastics industry by converting distiller's grain into a pellet or into powder products that replace and or enhance traditional petroleum-based resins in plastics manufacturing processes.
We're trying to go after sort of the same goal, which was how much value can I get out of this process to sell to the marketplace. So whether it be a resin, whether it be a renewable chemical, whether it be feedstocks or corn oil, it's a new opportunity for farmers. It's a new opportunity for the rural areas.
During her tour, Salerno hosted roundtable discussions with lenders, business owners, and stakeholders to address ways USDA rural development can help advance job creation in rural America. Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgnetWest.com.